Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Two different newspapers with two different views of what happened yesterday. The Daily Telegraph, pro-Brexit and pro-Tory, leads with a story about how this is all really about who leads the Tory party.
Clock runs down on May as Tories tell her time's up, the Telegraph says. The chairman of the Conservative 1922 committee has delivered a message to number 10 as the Prime Minister faces a backbench backlash over her Brexit strategy.
And then in Germany, the headline in Die Welt, the clear-headed but decidedly conservative daily broadsheet.
And Die Welt, the German daily, now the EU states are determining UK politics.
And between those two headlines emerges the truth of where we are today. The British government is still consumed by who runs the British government and gets to determine Brexit policy. The European Union, in the absence of clear British policy on Brexit, has stepped in to manage the manner of Britain's departure, so it doesn't get the blame for it.
Prime Minister, if it fails.
What matters is that we recognise that Brexit is the decision of the British people.
As she arrived in Brussels for the leaders' summit, some EU leaders believed that the Brits were setting a trap.
It is now the time for Parliament to decide. A short extension gives us that opportunity to decide to leave the European Union, to deliver on that result of that referendum. And I sincerely hope that will be with a negotiated deal.
She had come looking for an extension. If the EU27 didn't give her one, then a no-deal nosedive into the abyss would be clearly their fault. So she had to be accommodated. But how far? If they gave her the 3 months that she was looking for, then, not unrealistically, they could be dealing with a changed and possibly more hardcore Brexiteer Prime Minister by the end of June. Whatever they cooked up while Theresa May was sitting outside the room waiting for their counter-offer would have to be strategically well finessed. And the EU27 were far from united.
The European Union today clearly had to face up to a political crisis in Britain. British politics is incapable of carrying out the will of the people.
Emmanuel Macron was the most hard line of a number of leaders who were of the opinion that Britain shouldn't get any extension unless Theresa May drops some or all of her red lines. There's no sign of that happening soon. Angela Merkel was the most vocal of the group of leaders who felt that history would not be kind to them if they didn't do everything possible to avoid a no deal. So with Germany and France in disagreement, that reportedly nearly erupted into a row, it's no wonder that Donald Tusk said he was so gloomy at the start of the summit.
Frankly speaking, I was really sad for our meeting, and now I am much more optimistic.
As the summit dragged on, one diplomatic source said that it was almost as if Theresa May was willing the 27 to press the no-deal button. She was quizzed for an hour and a half about what she would do if she lost the third vote on the withdrawal agreement on Tuesday. She didn't convince. I gave you a 10% chance of winning that vote. Now I give you 5, said Macron, having heard her out. That's a very optimistic number, said Donald Tusk. But the sentiment in the room was still that Britain must own its own mess and clean it up.
It is very important to have a clear decision of the British Parliament in the next days. And it is the British Parliament with this responsibility to tell us what they want for the future.
Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel.
And for the moment, we are running in a wall. If they still want to do national politics instead of doing politics in the interest of the country.
Luxembourg Prime Minister Xavier Bettel. So Theresa May has been sent back to London with what is effectively a clever multiple-choice questionnaire. Here's what happens if you vote no a third time. Here's what happens if you vote yes. We're not telling you what to do. We know you don't like that in London. But we are saying to you that you must do something.
What this decision tonight does is show the clear choice that is available, open to MPs. Getting the deal through next week in a meaningful vote means that we can have that extension to the 22nd of May, get our legislation through, deliver on the referendum, leave the European Union, and do it in an orderly manner.
If you vote for the deal, Well then, you can get the deal and Britain can head off to sail the seven trade seas in search of its future on the 22nd of May. But if MPs once again vote no, which right now is exactly what they will do, then Theresa May has to go back to Brussels with a fundamentally changed Brexit policy, i.e. cross her red lines, stay in the customs union or the single market, or offer a second referendum. If she doesn't do that, Britain is unceremoniously out on the 12th of April.
This closes and completes the full package. There is no more than we can live. We are hopeful that the agreement will be adopted by the House of Commons.
Jean-Claude Juncker. The cliff edge plummet this day next week has been averted by fashioning a gangplank perched on the top of the same cliff that stretches out for a further 3 weeks. With that new deadline in mind, European Council leader Donald Tusk was asked late last night if there was still a special place in hell for people who advocated Brexit without first working out the details.
According to our Pope, the hell is still empty, you know, and it means that that's a lot of space as well.
I think this is the right moment to conclude the press conference. Thank you very much.
Don't go to hell.
Just one final thought. The House of Commons has voted against most things put before it. The one thing that it did vote for very clearly when it voted to trigger Article 50 was to leave on the 29th of March. That now won't happen. Taking back control?